Well, that's been so long ago. Oh, everybody got in a circle, and someone went around with a handkerchief, and I think he dropped the handkerchief, and then when this party behind the someone in the circle, and he'd keep walking around, and then when they discovered that the handkerchief was behind them, they'd pick it up, I think, and chase him around, and if he got back to the spot where that person had vacated and get in there, well, then that other one is it, and he has to go and drop the handkerchief sometime.
I get it. Okay.
Well, I think that's kind of a girlish game. But,
Boys didn't play it?
Boys and girls played it together, I guess, when they were real first, second grade, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something they'd do at recess or something.
Uh-huh. Did you hear any other circle games like that?
We just put marbles in a circle and shoot at them.
How did y'all play marbles?
Well, you could put them in a big circle and everyone would put an equal amount of marbles in that ring.
Mm.
And then you'd take equal number of shots at it and see who could knock the most out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can continue on taking turns, and whoever was a better shooter would knock more marbles out, and they'd play for keeps, and then he would come out ahead on the marbles that way.
Uh-huh.
And then another, well, you're talking about a circle game, you want to know another marble game?
Yeah.
Another marble game was that draw, it wouldn't be a ring, it would be like this.
A cross?
No, not a cross. See,
oh,
like this.
Oh,
this would be the front part, and they'd put marbles like that down to the end.
Diamond shaped?
Yeah. Well, no, not a diamond, but like this, see?
Oh, an oval, kind of.
Yeah,
pointed
oval.
At both ends.
Pointed at both ends.
Uh-huh.
And put a certain number of marbles in there. And then they'd get up here, and this other line would be probably 6 or 8 feet back,
mm-hmm.
and they'd call that talls, the tall line.
Yeah.
And then you would take turns shooting.
Uh-huh.
And I think if you knocked a marble out of that ring, they called it,
uh-huh.
Then you got to shoot again until you miss.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one would shoot. And he'd try to get, if he couldn't hit it, he'd try to get close enough where he could get it next time and knock it out of the ring.
Uh-huh. He called it the tall line. What, did you have a marble that you called the tall?
Yeah, the one you'd shoot with would be the call it tall.
Uh-huh. Did you ever call it anything else?
Shooter.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then there was another game, I don't know if you've heard of that, was playing marbles, and you dig a hole in the ground, and you'd put a certain number of marbles in your hand and drop them in that hole, you said you were shooting for evens or something like that. If an even number marble stayed in and an even number came out, and you had then you'd be winner or something like that.
Did you get to keep them?
Yeah, you'd play
Gosh.
Keep with somebody.
You'd lose a lot of marbles in a
yeah.
short time that way.
Yeah. See if I know if I can think of any other games.
Did you ever have any can games? Which probably was like a ball or a can or a puck, something like that, tin can.
Yeah, you might get a stick and hit a can around, but I don't know how, don't remember how I played a game out of it,
uh-huh.
purpose of it, anything.
What other ball games did you play besides baseball?
Well, you're talking about as you got older, played football and...
Yeah, well, I mean, younger, I guess.
Oh, younger.
Jimmy, you played with like a basketball or a volleyball?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever, let's see, we had some kind of circle game that seemed like that we played with a volleyball or something. Did you have anything like that?
No, as, got, say junior high school age or something like that, we played. With a basketball, why you wouldn't have enough players to maybe play a game they'd get out and shoot, shoot a long shot would count 2 points.
Mm.
And then you got to shoot a short shot, which you'd call a crip shot right under the basket, and it would count 1 point.
Uh-huh.
And then you would play to 21. Say you had 8 people and you didn't want that many in the game, why, 6 would play, you'd have a partner.
Mm.
And there'd be 3 partners of 2, and then when one got